update on India from the mission newsletter. Persecution in India has been on the rise since 2014, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, rose to power. Over the last 5 years, India's rank as one of the worst persecutors of Christians in the world has risen from 28th to 10th. The fear is that persecution will only get worse over the next 5 years now that Modi and his BJP have scored a landslide victory in the recent Indian elections. The two Indian church bodies with whom we are in fellowship, the CLCI and the BELC, have seen some of the effects of this persecution. In October of last year, the CLCI pastoral conference was attacked by a group of over 60 men with knives and rods. 6 people were injured. Cell phones, wallets, a laptop, and a projector were stolen. Pastor Yoti Benjamin, who was present during the attack, said, "In my life, I have faced many incidents, but not like this." In January, missionary Peter Evenson was denied re-entry into India. The 2019 Mission Helper trip was scheduled for India, but that trip was moved to East Africa. Pastors Tim Daub and David Pfeiffer planned to make a 3-week trip to India. Pastor Daub's visa applications were denied. Fortunately, Pastor Pfeiffer's visa application was approved, and he was willing to make the trip by himself. Pastor Pfeiffer arrived in India on June 22nd. He traveled to the CLCI and was able to participate in the CLCI graduation ceremony, where 17 men graduated from seminary. He then traveled to the BELC for a leadership conference in which he taught on the Book of Romans. The rest of his trip was spent teaching throughout the districts of the BELC. The members of the CLCI and the BELC were encouraged by Pastor Pfeiffer's visit, especially since it was the first visit by someone from the CLC in a little over a year. It is uncertain what opportunities we will have in the near future. Opportunities to send men to teach and to encourage our fellow saints in India. Persecution seems likely to continue and increase. However, we take comfort in the fact that all of this is in the Lord's hands. History demonstrates that the church not only survives but thrives during times of persecution. Please continue to keep our fellow Christians in India in your prayers. This article is written by Pastor Robert Sowers of Lutheran Memorial Church in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He is also a member of the CLC Board of Missions.